Well, at least you didn't act like you touched one of the orange wires and then just fell over. So, I mean...
Oh, you should have did that. That would have been excellent.
Someone listening to this podcast is like, I hope he does now.
The hell do you mean it's gonna snow again? Tired of all this sky cum this week on Flag Time. Welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, everybody. This is the Automotive Service Podcast, where we talk a lot about not that. My name is Serrated Mobius. I'm joined by Pixie4.6 and Stirworks.
Hi. And
on top of the fact that Stirworks has like a shitload of pocket screwdrivers on a wrench, he also has a story that he wants to tell today.
Oh, yeah. I got scammed on Facebook Marketplace today.
Son of a bitch. No.
Finally. Finally, I've never been scammed on Marketplace. I've been using it since its inception. I have sold like, I don't know, 25 fucking cars on Marketplace. I've bought tens of thousands of dollars worth of shit. I bought tons of parts. I've bought things for other people. I've been around the block a while.
Mm-hmm.
But today... I had the intention of leaving my house with my wife to go buy a very nice set of vintage mid-century modern cabinets mm-hmm. for my new office that I'm building with my family. And today, you know, it's completely normal. Totally normal Facebook Marketplace listing. You know, it had, like, dimensions. It had, like... You know, completely normal. You know, I'm just going to find it. I'm going to pull it up so I have notes.
So it's still there. Okay.
Yeah, it's still there.
Did you lose any money?
Yes.
Oof. Oh. Ouch.
Okay. I had the intention of leaving my house this morning and bringing home a very beautiful set of mid-century cabinets. These.
Mm. Yeah.
Really pretty. Legit. Pictures all match. You know, normal shit, normal description, downsizing and selling our mid-century two-bay teak wall unit. They're a good condition, only 6 months old having them. And then they got dimensions, overall height is 7 feet. It's easy to transport, dismantle, and move. Serious buyers only, delivery available at a small fee. So, you know, normal, like, mom with children Facebook listing. I'm not going to show them in case it happens to be a real person. But, you know... a lot of times when I buy something on Marketplace or anyone that I have ever known buys something on Facebook Marketplace, they tend to, accept like a hold and mm-hmm. it not be a scam. So, you know, usually like, hey, I'm really interested in your car that you have listed for $2,500. Can I give you like, I don't know, $100 so you hold it for me? Like I'm getting off work at the end of the day and I can go to the ATM and go get money. Like, that's a pretty normal thing that I've done mm-hmm. very, very, very often. And I've accepted holds. I've
never done that.
I've done it so much. And everyone in my friend group has done it. It's a normal thing that you just do, at least in Washington anyway. I don't mm-hmm. know.
When I was first looking for cars when I was like 18, but I was like, if they ever ask you for a hold or whatever, don't do it. Just if you don't make it, you don't make it. Find another fucking car.
Yeah, so that's like some people don't. I do. I do it out of a courtesy, and you know it's pretty normal when you're buying shit on Marketplace or
how much Craigslist are these cabinets?
Or whatever. $250. I asked if they would take $250 or $200, and they said yeah.
That's not bad.
So me and my wife Zelled them $100. So, like we were like, hey, can we put this on hold? Can we come get this? Like I'm not going to be there today, but like it's on the other side of the water for me.
Yeah.
So I would have to drive like literally 2.5 hours to go get this. So I need to like plan this on and do it on a weekend. And they're like, yeah, no problem. Like normal texts, normal conversation, completely normal person replying at a normal time increment. And see, it's why I've done this. Like I can spot obvious scams on Marketplace. And like
the AI are getting smarter.
I fucking guess. So I'm like I'm
so mad he can't even remember.
I honestly had a great day because I was with my wife and we went to Dick's and got burgers. It was fucking amazing. Fuck yeah. Like, great day, beautiful weather. Everyone on the road is driving like a fucking moron for some reason. I don't know. There are like 26 other things that happened while we were driving that I also hated. But
interesting.
He saw 26 Cybertrucks.
Pretty much. Like, I saw at least 5 Cybertrucks. And sure. 2 of them were wrapped. 3 of them were wrapped.
Oh,
one was black. One of them was actually dark brown.
Not wrap bear steel. Oh my god, that's not
good. Yeah, tell that to everyone who owns a Cybertruck, but I don't think they're very smart anyway.
I don't hang out with people who own Cybertrucks.
So. Me neither. I don't even know anyone who does.
Thankfully, if you did,
that's a waste of money, but I've wasted money on
the Hummer instead.
Anyway, that is true. You know, Zelda them $100, put it on hold, you know, went there, planned, met, like, I'm like, hey, I have to, you know, travel on a highway for an hour, go to a ferry terminal, take a ferry, go to the other side of the city, other side of the fucking, the whole, well, I guess it's not the state.
Gotta go across the ocean.
The Puget Sound. people who are in Washington know exactly what I'm talking about. I had to go to Snohomish from
Snohomish?
Olympic.
That Peninsula. Sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
Sounds like, well, a sneeze.
Every single town and city around Washington is named after the original natives that settled here.
Oh, that's which cool.
I think is kind of ironic, but anyway.
Ironic and unique at the same time. You were going across the ocean.
Yeah.
The sound.
Sorry, I'm kind of just so... I'm still just, like, full of so much brain fog because of the day that I just fucking had.
Yeah.
It makes for a good story, though.
I keep, like, pausing and, like, trying to remember where I am in the story because I keep forgetting. So, you know, take the ferry. Well, first of all, we missed the first ferry, and the second ferry was fucking late. But I saw a really cool S2000.
Fuck nice. Yeah.
So I got distracted by that. So that's kind of one of the reasons. But... cross the ferry, get there at exactly 11:30 or 11:32, because we said we were going to meet them at 11:30. Got there at 11:32, knocked on the door, I don't know, 6 fucking times, waited, like, texted them, called them, tried to fucking get a hold of them. I have a broken drone, and I needed to give to my buddy who wanted to try to fix it, because I'm too stupid to fix a drone, I guess. Mm. And... well, I tried and I failed. That's why.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, well, I need to drive 15 minutes down the road to my buddy's house and drop that off there. And I'll come back in like 45 minutes. Still no reply after going and dropping that off and coming back. And then we waited for like another 30 minutes and we were just like, fuck it. I'm out of here. Like, the thing is when the point when you realize that something that you spent money for, that you had your hopes up for, that you had like your mindset on, when that turns into, oh, this is a scam and my money and all of my day just got wasted. It's such a sinking feeling. And like, God, it's
I think it's so shell shocking because it's not a feeling.
It's
that
just
you
like
really
no way I just got actually scammed in real life. No fucking way somebody actually just did that to me. Like, the thing is I'm not petty enough to like do a burnout in their driveway or anything, because I don't know if the scammer, the person who actually made the listing, I don't know if that's the same person that is in that house that owns that property.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, what if I fucking do something ridiculous and it's, like, not even their property and it's completely unrelated and somebody got, like, footage on their Ring camera or something? Mm-hmm. Like, that would be super fucked up. So I don't ever do shit like that. Like, as much as I wanted to, like, go down to the Safeway and buy a bottle of vodka and a rag, I didn't do that. So...
no Molotov cocktails.
No, I did not commit a felony today, if you were asking. I mean, I drove really fast on the highway, so I guess that's technically...
Everybody does that now.
Everybody does that. It's fine. The cops do that. I saw a cop run a red light today. State Patrol, Washington State Patrol, ran a fucking red light in front of me, and he did not have his lights on. He was just turning. Motherfucker.
Don't do that. You did a bad.
There was also a moment today where I thought somebody was like road raging, and then I was like, oh, they're road raging at me. Because I was just, hey, I need to go over to get into this lane, and there's a car I see way back there going really fast, and I was like, I'll get in that lane before they get in that lane. And then I get, you know, I kind of, you know, I signal, wait 5 seconds, turn, look, no one's there, go in that lane, and then immediately after I get in that lane, there's just black 2014 Dodge Durango in my fucking rear view mirror. I'm like, oh shit.
Of course it's a Dodge.
You're like, wow.
I had a fucking Mini get pissy at me. Like on the way home on Friday.
Was it a Countryman?
No.
Was it a big one?
No, it was a tiny Mini.
Oh, you're just sitting there like, I will run your tiny piece of shit car off the road. Here's the thing.
Like, he was going slow in the left lane. And I was like, okay.
As many drivers do very often. But
I'm not the kind of person who would, like, you know, camp behind them in the hopes that they would, you know, notice and get over. I just go ahead and pass on the right. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not waiting for you. You're just exploiting traffic.
It's nothing personal, but you're being stupid, and I hope you recognize that, and I hope my actions that I do make you recognize, oh shit, so, I'm in the fucking right lane or left lane, I can't be here, and then get over.
I've got my cruise control on to 10 over. And this dude, I'm passing him enough to where he's probably going.
You mean
like
the speed limit?
Yeah, he's probably going like 4 over the speed limit or something like that. Mm. So I go over to pass him, and I'm like, okay, I've got just enough time to where the car in front of me in the right lane, I'll be able to get clear of the Mini to pass that guy. The Mini speeds up.
The zone.
The Mini all of a sudden then speeds up and matches my speed. Like, doesn't go faster. He matches my speed and forces me to slow down behind that guy. And then, I was like, okay, you've given me a reason to tailgate you. So that's what I do.
I'm making fists just thinking about that. Yeah.
So I go over in his lane to get past the other guy. And luckily he doesn't, you know, keep me behind he doesn't go full asshole. But then like,
oh, shit.
Yeah. So I go back into the right lane and I just kind of go, I'm like more spirited speed going like this.
More than the speed limit.
Yes. But now when I get in front of him to pass another car that's in the right lane, he floors it. And I'm like, okay. So I floor it back. Yeah, I floor it back, and he's slowly like going away.
Like, bye bye.
Yeah. So I don't. What engine's in a Mini? I don't know what a Mini.
Was it an S? Did it have a big red S on it anywhere?
I didn't pay attention. Probably not. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if it wasn't an S and it wasn't either a supercharged or turbocharged 1.8, it was probably a fucking NA one. NA Mini Coopers are the slowest goddamn cars on earth. My Insight is faster than an NA Mini.
Well,
I'm not even kidding.
It wasn't able to keep up with an NA 3.5 liter V6 Mercedes that weighs 4,400 pounds. It wasn't able to keep up with that.
Pretty well, though, so they can kind of
when you floor it, they get up.
Keep in mind, since I had to go get furniture, I was in my Roadmaster wagon, so I'm in my fucking my fucking
absolutely could have ripped the shitty in that dude's parking lot with that too,
I could have done like whip around, like spin. It will fucking go around in a circle if you just punch it and yeet it into a fucking corner. It will spin around on a dime. It's really fun.
Yeah, I don't know why that Mini got pissy. Like, he was just going slow in the left lane. And I was like, I'll pass you on the right. I don't care.
Some people feel entitled to camp in the left lane like there isn't a problem. It's like, well, fucking speed limit 65. I'm going fucking 65. Like, that's not the rules of the road.
Yeah, but then that's when I passed him, he was 100% okay with going 120 after I passed him. So, I mean, I don't fucking get it. So,
like, I don't know.
I can't challenge camp people in the left lane anymore because I don't have a fast car anymore.
I have a family sedan. I don't give a shit.
I used to just drop a couple gears in the Eco Boost and fucking build up boost and just fucking fly by everybody. Now I can't that anymore because I make 260 horsepower.
Dude, wait until it's warm enough to where I have my S1000 again. I am fucking gonna be a menace.
God, I can't wait till I put 600 horsepower to this fucking Mustang.
Go really hard this year.
Yes, it is.
I can't wait to get. I was so tempted to ride my bike the other day.
I saw you got your red fucking, what is it called? I forgot entirely what that bike is.
Red Rocket.
Not that.
Okay. It's a VFR. 1998 Honda VFR 800 VFR, Interceptor. Yes.
I saw that you got it.
RC 46, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that video was actually from last summer.
Oh shit, so really?
It is in my, I mean, I haven't ridden it since that was the last time I rode it.
No, and I'm talking about the story that Ro shared.
Yeah, exactly.
That was from last summer. Wow, okay.
That was from last summer. Wow. I think so. I don't remember. Time's a blur.
I saw it and I was like, wow, those rims are clean. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I fucking like wash it anytime I ride it in not wet weather. Like I just wash it immediately. I have to or I will die.
OCD.
Flag time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I subscribe to that to show my friends because I have no way of showing them anything. I forgot to be funny about that.
Well, the Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of these episodes.
And you can see this.
Yeah, that
too. And you can, like what else is on the Patreon? I need to look.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of extra stuff, including what Sterling's talking about. There's
more stuff.
More clips. You know, starting at $3 a month, you could just see the video versions of the episode. $6 a month gets you all the bonus content, which is probably what Sterling's talking about. And $15 a month here.
You won't, no balls.
Yeah, that one. Gets you access to us saying your name on fucking the end of the episodes.
Don't you want your fucking name said on a podcast? Like, come on. Like, that's the meaning of life, honestly.
You won't, though, because you got no balls. All shaft.
Well, but everybody that subscribed does. Somehow. I don't really know.
The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Yeah, fuck, what didn't happen that was shitty today? The only thing that didn't happen that wasn't shitty was, well, it was really pretty out. The weather was beautiful. It was like very foggy in my town. And then we went over the water and it was like really sunny and pretty. And there was like fog and sun. And then there was a really pretty sunset. Oh, fuck. It's like 35. Cold as fuck. Well, not really that cold, I guess.
Dude, it's slated to get below zero here in the next couple weeks where I'm at. Ooh.
The nice picture I took from the ferry.
Yeah, for the audio listeners, it's a... fuck. It's a...
it's literally just the Seattle skyline, and the best way to see the Seattle skyline is from the Bambridge-Seattle or Bambridge to Bremerton ferry, or Bambridge to Bremerton, not ferry, Bambridge to Bremerton. It's the Bremerton to Seattle ferry. Any Washington State ferry going from Seattle is the best way to see Seattle, the skyline. It's like when you see pictures of a big city from a boat. That's the boat they're on.
I wonder if that'd be a good picture to tilt shift and make the city look miniature.
Probably, but considering your sea level.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Tilt shift photos are always like drone shots almost. Yeah,
isometric.
It's going to be 16 degrees down here until on Tuesday.
Oof.
Why?
An Arctic blast is coming Tuesday. They're expecting
not a Powerade flavor.
I think so.
I don't know.
Tuesday, this podcast is sponsored by Powerade. Just kidding.
It is not.
Tuesday, they're
Powerade's pretty good though.
The high on Tuesday is going to be 32.
I would definitely endorse Powerade if they wanted to sponsor us.
I'd drink the shit out of some Powerade. Fuck.
Like, I like Powerade. I would like it a lot more if Powerade gave us money to make podcasts. That would be kind of cool. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Powerade, this has been your free advertisement.
also I want to
inquire within for more.
You're fucking okay. Guy that makes the memes on the meme page, make a compilation of him trying to tell his story and being mad that he can't. Please do that. He's like,
Derek's gonna be like fucking 2 to 5 inches of snow on Tuesday down here.
Hell yeah.
In fucking southern Texas.
This year's been weird already. We got California on fire already, but
Texas is going to be covered in snow.
Fires have happened in January in California before, but like this one is like way worse. Have you guys been keeping up on the news of that at all?
Yeah, well, you mean how it's conveniently burning in the areas where they want to put that new railway system?
Crazy.
No conspiracies right now.
Okay. Well,
I just stated something I saw online.
I saw it online, so it must be true.
It's just convenient placements.
On Wednesday, for where I'm at, the low is 4 and the high is 16.
It's like summer over here compared to there.
Keep that.
Yeah.
You can keep that.
We're not getting above freezing until Saturday. Next week.
Cool. The people that live over there are conditioned to drive in that.
And we don't even
sell snow tires down here.
You don't have the tires?
Sell snow tires?
No, because snow doesn't exist down here 99% of the time.
Breaking news. What the fuck do you mean it's going to snow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Well, 100% chance. It's going to snow.
It's going to snow.
There's literally no market for snow tires down here.
Like, I don't know if you
it just doesn't happen.
Of course it won't. There it is. 100% chance.
Okay. Well, looks like you're going to get some snow, buddy. How do they know that? 100%? 100% means there isn't a possibility of there not being snow.
Exactly. No, that percentage is how much of the area is going to get it. No,
it isn't. It is not that. It is. Nope. I argued about this with my family, and I have been proven wrong, because I was also like that. I was like, oh, yeah, it's not what it is going to be or not. It's how much of the affected area. No, it isn't. It is 100% just the chance of precipitation.
There we go.
That is what it means.
A percent chance of rain, quote, on a weather forecast means the statistical probability that any given point within the forecast area will receive at least a measurable amount of rain.
So it's both.
No. So
it's literally both.
It's
any given point within the forecast area. I think the forecast area means the time.
Yeah.
Not the like area.
Not the physical area of land.
That's not the right way to use the word area, though.
But area can mean a lot of things. It does say
in a specific area. Okay.
In a specific area. But like that just means like, oh yeah, there's 100% chance of snow in Dallas or something. But then, yeah, it's not 100% of Dallas is getting snow.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, I know that's a really... really
according to Wikipedia good, it's always someone source. Like this saying it.
Probability of precipitation is a commonly used term referring to the likelihood of precipitation falling in a particular area over a defined period of time. So it is both.
Okay, well it is both then.
Both of them.
But yeah, I was originally like, yeah, it's the percentage of the area. And like, no, I was proven wrong by my family. So
yeah.
My wife was like, no. I was like, yeah, it is. And then we all did research together, and then I was wrong. But which I am wrong frequently, but yeah, so I can admit it sometimes.
in that 12-hour time period or 10-hour time period for me, there is a 100% chance snow. 100% chance I will see snow.
How much snow are they expecting?
It doesn't say, actually. Hold on. Let me
half a dick's length, probably.
I'm getting
who are we talking about here?
Universal unit of measurement. It can be it's funny no matter what. If it's if it's this big or this big, it's always funny.
I'm getting a
dick's length. Oh, you mean that much?
I'm getting a full dick's length on Tuesday, so.
But what's a dick's length in that context?
What, 1 to 5 inches?
See, it's funny if it's like if it's like comically small. Yeah. I'm not saying 1 inch penis is comically small by any means.
It's also really funny when it's like 2 feet
don't
of snow.
Come at me.
It's also funny when it's 2 feet of snow and it's like a dick's length. What the fuck?
Huh? Huh? Oh yeah, and a guy in a Jeep Wrangler that wasn't a Dodge Durango, that was the same, not a Wrangler, the one that is the Durango but is the other one. The Grand Cherokee, that one.
Like they have like three fucking SUVs.
Oh, thanks, National Weather Service. Listen to this. Sunday, snow, high near 31, north wind 9 to 17 miles per hour with high 31 degrees. Snow likely, then snow. Sunday night. Like,
and then it's gonna snow. Okay.
Eric, I just sent you something. I forgot to send you this morning, but I noticed this on my news feed. On my phone. It's in the group chat.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's you. It's awesome.
Fucking fuck.
No, uh-oh, it's awesome.
Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown sales to reach new heights as games celebrate. Yeah, it sold 6 million copies.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That just popped up in my fucking Google News feed. Like, oh, that's neat.
Sales. So, the most... The last Ace Combat game to get a huge amount of sales for Ace Combat was Ace Combat 4 with 2.6 million sales.
That's a lot.
Man, that was on the PS2.
Yeah. That was on the PS2, yeah.
Damn.
So,
that was in like fucking 2001. Or
yeah, when was the PS1? It was out? A 1. Yeah, it came out in 01.
Oh, one. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that Ace Combat 4 came out in 01. So the fact that Ace Combat 7 has sold 6 million copies, me buying 4 of them, it's like...
I helped so much on that.
That's pretty big.
I bought 4 of them.
Well, I bought it for the Xbox. I played it on the Xbox.
I made that number.
Xbox One. And then I bought it on my PC. And then I bought it for the PlayStation 5. And then I wanted to experience the VR campaign because my girlfriend's parents had PlayStation VR, so I bought it for the PS4.
Isn't that great? We live in a time where we can buy more than one of the same fucking thing, even though we have it, and it's like, yep, it's...
And then that's just a normal
again,
thing.
Here you go now. This is what we've been conditioned to. I mean, I'm a victim of it. I've bought Skyrim like 5 fucking times.
It's still available.
Skyrim
is... Like, you could still buy it today.
Yeah, on every platform and any type. Like, I have...
It will be available for the Switch, too.
I have Skyrim for the... Yeah, I also saw the Switch, too. That looks fucking cool. I want one. I don't know why, because I don't know what games are on it yet, but I want it.
A new Mario Kart. That's all we know right now.
Yeah. As long as I got a new Zelda game, I'm happy. But they just made Tears of the Kingdom not that long ago, so I don't know when the... What even is going to be made now? I don't. Maybe like a Wind Waker kind of game. I don't know.
I've been waiting for a new F-Zero since 2003.
Oh yeah. Hey Nintendo and everybody who works at Nintendo or makes games for Nintendo. Everybody wants F-Zero back. Literally everyone I've ever talked to. Everyone.
F-Zero GX is the greatest racing game of all time. I will die on that hill. I will argue about that with you.
It is. I don't think that. I think Gran Turismo 4 is, personally. But
I think most wanted.
No, dude, I had to wait. I had to wait for my motor skills to improve in order to beat that game.
I had to evolve to beat that game.
I had to physically gain brain to fucking beat that game.
Somebody give this man some brain so he can play the game.
To gain
more brain. I also just T-posed there. You couldn't really see.
Fucking wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Get brain matter, idiot.
On the edit, when he says get that, brained. you gotta
brain
fucking
apostrophe
grow your
D.
You gotta grow your own head in the edit when he says that.
The pocket screwdrivers have made a return.
I've also lined up the little pen things.
Oh, eat them. We're going full autism.
Eat them all.
What?
They're also organized in height.
Did you just say eat them?
Yeah, eat them. he's eating them long ways.
And it's gone.
Did I share that clip with you guys? Like, no, I shared it with Felipe. I shared it with Papa Benz and fucking Miguel, who runs the Flag Time memes page. They were talking. They sent a reel where this guy. It's the PB&J the long way video.
Peanut butter and jelly the long way.
Peanut butter and jelly the long way.
Oh shit. That reminded me of a clip from a wrestling podcast where they were watching like old wrestling videos, and they were talking about the signs in this one Goldberg match from like the late 90s, and that's a strong magnet.
That's really strong. Fucking
hey, hold up my balls. But
there was a sign that said Goldberg eats corn the long way.
I work here. Goldberg.
And apparently that's an old 90s slang term for eating dick, but I don't know.
Have y'all seen I don't know if y'all seen these videos of this lady pop up, but it's this lady that like makes food or whatever, and her mouth is like really fucking big.
Yes, I have seen that one.
And all the comments are like
all fucking insults.
It's like this.
Sorry,
like,
I haven't been listening for the last like. It's like she
eats glizzies the long way.
The long way.
Or it's just, she eats glizzies sideways. Fucking.
Just the phrase "the glizzies long the way Justin Bieber eats funny.
Fucking burritos."
Wow.
What?
You ever seen that?
I didn't hear what you said.
Justin Bieber eats burritos the long way.
Well, probably. Have you ever seen that picture?
No.
So there was actually this was real.
Don't tell me
there was
a slice of burrito from the top. Don't you tell me slice of burrito from the side. I swear to God.
Okay. All right.
Do you eat burrito like taco?
I need to look up a photograph.
Do you eat taco like cannoli?
Justin Bieber eating burrito. Weird.
Why is you even posting
the
past 2 days?
I don't know.
This photo, this picture.
Oh my God.
That's what I was like, don't tell me he's going to eat it like that. I'm going to call Luigi.
This was a picture that a YouTuber, I forgot exactly what it was. I think it was let me just look it up and see. It was a YouTube prank. It was literally a prank, and it wasn't Justin Bieber. It was just a dude that kind of looked like him, who kind of dressed up like him, and they set it up. It was like a photography. They photographed. This was planned. Yeah. And oh wow, still to this day, people still commenting on this. This pisses me off. This shit was fake. This is fake.
Yeah,
idiots.
That reminds me of that one Jackass clip where the dude was eating chocolate pudding out of a diaper.
Anyway, Justin Bieber doesn't eat fucking burrito sideways. I just think it's funny that they did that.
And we just don't know.
The long way. Anyway, what's going on, guys?
I saw somebody make a
grilled threes, and I was saw that like, too. I want one.
What?
Have you seen these like three sandwiches where you make a sandwich out of three pieces of bread?
It's a grilled cheese, like but a it's Big got Mac. Three sides. No. It's a grilled sandwich.
Big Mac.
It's a grilled cheese, but it's got three sides to it. It's called a grilled threes.
So you take three sides. You take three pieces of bread.
It's three dimensional. No.
Hold on. Let me give you a fucking example.
Like there's the top and then there's the sides.
I will give you a visual example if you hold the fuck on.
No, three. It's a grilled threes.
I don't fucking know what's going on.
Look. So you got three pieces of bread, right? Pretend these are pieces of bread.
Those are weird pieces of bread. Those look a lot like
the sandwich looks like this.
Wow, why would you? What?
It's a grilled threes.
That's so impractical.
That's the point.
Poop.
Fine to me.
But pee pee poo poo check.
Pee pee poo poo check.
Pee pee.
Return poo-poo. To pee pee.
I got pee pee no poo.
Speaking of,
yeah,
that's gonna be one of our guests here soon.
Who?
Should we?
The pee pee poo poo check guy?
No. Should we announce that?
Oh, I forgot.
If you guys don't want to announce it, I'll bleep it. But
I don't even know.
We're gonna have Hey Dozer on the show.
Me
oh, the guy him. That's just you from the dump or whatever.
Yeah, the guy. Me, the guy, if I was a
where
bulldozer.
Does he work? Is it a junkyard or
it's like a landfill?
Yeah.
Me and him are the same.
I thought it was you when I first saw his video. I was like, oh, my, okay. You're not a tech anymore, I guess, Eric. You're like, I'm not certified to do this at all.
You know, he's going to be coming on the show here soon.
You guys should switch jobs for a day.
No, I do not want to be a like bulldozer operator.
I bet it's a lit job.
I'll be. Bulldozer. I want to drive a bulldozer. I wanted to drive a bulldozer into the person's house who scammed me on Facebook Marketplace today.
Oh, you wanted to do killdozer? Is that...
Yeah, but I want to stay alive afterwards.
Well, so, don't get I caught guess. On a fucking
I open the basement. Gloves.
What?
Ka-chow.
See the thing about those is I would wear gloves over them. I don't know.
I don't wear them? Gloves, so it's fine for me.
Yeah, he's weird. He doesn't wear gloves.
It like came that. With Ugh. A screwdriver and fucking full replacement batteries.
Apparently. That's the thing. Mercedes have so many plastic parts that are sharp. If I don't wear latex gloves, I will be bleeding within the first 5 minutes of the day.
Same with Nissans. Anyone who's ever worked on a Nissan knows that. I don't know. I think everyone that works at Nissan factories just cuts their zip ties like that instead of like 100%. That. And if you do that, you're a cunt, by the way. Fuck you. I didn't know what you was in your hands for a second. I just see them.
Oh, I've also been using
my penis. That's what's in my hands.
I've also been using the podcast unsubscribe as a gauge to what curse words are good and bad.
I also use the I watch them regularly.
There's bad curse words.
They don't bleep retard. They just say it. Like they don't give.
I can say retard now.
Not excessively.
It doesn't need to be.
Me acting like I don't say it at work.
They also learned. They go by what YouTube does. Like it's because
I think they post their stuff on YouTube a lot.
Yeah, if you are in a culture where the word cunt is okay, like Australia, New Zealand, all that kind of stuff, your video doesn't get demonetized.
That's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. But since we're in America, we have to bleep the word cunt. So
what word?
Cunt.
Oh, I thought you said
fucking weird.
Cunt.
Yeah.
I thought you said cock.
That one's uncensored.
So many people just get bent out of shape over like bad words. Like obviously like slurs are bad.
Yeah.
Don't say slurs. But like people that I don't think saying retarded is a slur. Is it a slur?
It was considered one a few years ago.
They tried to make it a slur.
If retarded is a slur, then bitch is also a slur. So I grew up in the early 2000s.
Same.
When the word retarded described an idea. It didn't describe a person that was mentally handicapped. It described, there's a comedian that what was his name? It was an old, like, I know Louis C.K. is a kind of a bad person and he did some bad things, but there was an old Louis, he used to be like, hey, if you think the word retarded is offensive, then you're not dumb or anything, but I think you should just prioritize things differently.
Mm-hmm. I say my AC machine can call me a retard, so I mean,
yeah, like
I still haven't gotten to make that video yet.
Words like that, the N word is a bad word. That's a slur. That's bad. I don't say that just for the record.
What if you spell it with a K in front of the N?
No.
Like knife.
That's not a word. That's, you can't just make the N word the K N word.
I was scrolling through reels and there was this black comedian that's like, I made the word all inclusive for everybody. I spell it with a K. Now everybody can say it.
Dude, I love seeing the reels of like this happy-go-lucky anime girl just holding a card that says the N-word pass.
Those are so fucking funny. Hatsune Miku gives you the N-word pass.
Hatsune Miku.
Hatsune Miku.
Omga Miku.
What?
Yeah. I feel like the only people that get offended at the word retarded are people who are like virtue signalers that don't have anything better to do with their time. That are just like, fucking
people.
Specifically people that aren't in the affected group of people that are called that derogatory. Like, I was called retarded like a lot growing up because I was. My shoulder just
popped. When white people get offended for somebody else, when somebody else did something else to them and they had nothing to do with it at all, but they got offended for some reason.
Yeah. Like, why does that make you mad? Like, I'm all for people getting mad at other people for abusing their privilege. Like, people who do bad things because they're a certain type of person. Like, that sucks. Like, you kind of see it most with white people because they're, the worst objectionally. Anyway,
Karens, the fucking goddamn Karens that say I can't have a goddamn cam on my Mustang.
Anyway, I mean, with our audience, it's primarily Mustang. With our audience, it's primarily, you know, people who work on cars, and people who work on cars don't have a filter. So it's
Just because we are around people who hate their life 24/7 and we cope with that.
Yeah.
So sometimes we say retarded.
I say it a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I say it every fucking day at work because two of my coworkers are just really fucking stupid, and it's like
Well, I mean, I can believe that. I think I told this story on the podcast where I went to go do a test for being able to do safety inspections in North Carolina, and. It was me and another guy from the Mercedes dealership that I was at with a whole bunch of people from like Ford, Pep Boys, Firestone, and all that kind of stuff.
Ford Fire Boys.
Yes. and the final test, they told us the answers beforehand, literally. Like, they went over the answers and they told us what the correct answers were. So we took the test. Me and the other guy from Mercedes were the first ones out of the building. The next guy out of the building was a Pep Boys guy 15 minutes later. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did the Ford guy come out last?
I think so. And I was like, oh, that just told us a lot without saying anything.
Now, you see, when I took the class to get state certified to do inspections, they basically went over all the answers beforehand.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we got handed the test, I immediately forgot all the answers.
You're like,
I was like, I forgot.
No more. Out in here, out the back.
Those answers went whip.
No, because they were there, they were in there, right? And then I got handed the paper, and then it just went, it's gone.
Like, this in here, this isn't storage data. This is RAM.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I mean,
this takes information in and then outputs it when it is no longer needed.
So, like, it's because, like, I got handed the paper because the class was, like, the fucking dude that was teaching the class made it fun, and we just talk about shit. It was great, and I paid attention. And then I got handed the test paper, and I immediately started stressing out and forgot everything. Because I was like, oh, God, if I don't fucking pass this, I'm not going to be... They're going to get mad at me at work, and they got to send me again. I only missed one question, so it's, it worked out. But I fucking immediately forgot it because of stress. Hey, look, weird.
I got an Apple Watch too.
Look, it's a dick and balls. Look,
oh, that was cool.
Is that what that is?
Why yeah. you keep talking about dicks and balls, man?
It's funny.
He's the one guy that's not in a relationship out of the three of us. So
yeah.
So you talk about dick and balls all the time? I mean, I talk about dick and balls with my wife all the time, but
I talk about it in a funny way, you know.
Well, also in a not funny way.
We joke about it. There's a lot of dick jokes, you know, and ball jokes at my work.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a particularly heavy day for that.
A heavy dick and balls day.
Indeed, it was.
Twas a heavy night for balls and cock, even. Heavy balls. Even.
Twas the night before Dickmas and all three.
Was the night before Dickmas and Balmas.
Dickmas.
That's a disease. Speaking of disease, I went saw my Civic that's in storage before I headed out to my house, because it's like an hour and a half away, and the inside is covered in so much fucking mold. Like the engine, no. You know when
I wanted to drive the Civic when we got there.
You will.
Yay.
It's gonna be a fucking content factory getting that thing cleaned up and ready, like driving again.
Hell yeah!
Because
let's go.
Like, have you ever seen? Okay, so yes, there is
I already know.
I think I have a picture of when I saw it the last time I went there, and like, I need to show you something. So this is a picture of it the last time. The last time I went there, which was, let's see, July 23rd. That is a black leather steering wheel.
Ugh. Oh.
Also, for people who are watching that, it is a real Momo, but I bought it from a crackhead for $40, and it is in really bad shape. But it is a black Momo leather steering wheel.
What?
It has so much mold in it that it looks like fucking cheese, dude. And now it looks visibly thicker.
Dick cheese steering wheel. Let's go. Disgusting,
my guy. Dude, it's super bad.
You're just gonna have to get a new Momo, honestly.
I
hell yeah.
It's literally on my desk. Also, I bought that Momo steering wheel. I bought it from Momo's website, and they shipped it to me in a fucking pizza box from Italy. I'm not even joking.
That's really fucking awesome.
it came in a pizza box, and my coworker Charlie, at the time, not anymore, sadly.
Nice.
That's cool. That looks like it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, it's a real Momo steering wheel that I bought for my dirt go-kart back in 10 years ago.
Cool.
And then I was like, wait, I can still use this because Fanatec makes a fucking attachment that you can put any steering wheel on. So
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I've got a real Momo steering wheel that I use for my sim racing rig.
That's sick.
It's pretty fucking cool.
So my coworker Charlie, like, I got the steering wheel pizza box shipped to my work, mm-hmm. and I like got it, and it was like a pizza box. It didn't say pizza on it or anything, but you know, it had like the little thing in the front, and it like opened up like that. It was literally a brown pizza box.
That's mm-hmm. really like, fucking cool.
And I just kept saying, is that a fucking pizza box? And then Charlie, because he's Charlie, is just like, is that a pizza box? Like every 5 fucking minutes, is that a pizza box? That's is funny. That a pizza box? Is that a pizza box?
And then he slaps the meat over wagon thing.
Over and over and like, like 6 months later, he'd be like, is that a pizza box? And I'd be like,
shut the fuck up.
I'm going to stab you in your fucking head. I'm going to stab you in your head right now.
I do that with my coworker a lot. Every couple months a new thing will go, and then I'll just bring it up every fucking like 2 days. Like we had we do a lot of fleets at my shop, and sometimes they'll bring the same car that we just did like 2 hours ago.
You're like, hey.
No, I got the thing and I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, didn't I just do this fucking oil change earlier this morning? And I look up, sure enough, like, it's got the sticker on the windshield. And I would go over to him. I was like, they brought the same car. It's like, damn, so you already did the oil change on it? I'm like, yes, I did.
Blows
up the engine. No, and it's like, you want to watch? And then I'll just be like, you want to watch me do it again? Fast, right?
So fast, dude.
That happened fucking four times that week. They did that shit.
Well, hell yeah. But speaking of things that are in our background, I finally got this done.
Bike.
Lego bike.
Yeah, that's the M1000 Lego set. It's been incomplete for past 2 years because a lot of shit's happened. Motorcycle. In the past year. But now it's done. It's
motorcycle.
I got a box with three different tanks in it.
Homer Michael.
I need craft glue to put them together because they don't snap together.
Motor Michael.
Is it the same craft that makes the mac and cheese or they make glue?
I wish it doesn't taste the same.
Well, I have this, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Mm. I can try. I have this.
Do you remember showing? I mean, I've got a F-22, so whatever.
I can actually drive this though.
But
you can drive an F-22.
Sterling, you remember the article that I showed you where that dude compared Mobius 1's F-22 to that GT, that Ford GT? Yeah.
And you're like,
interesting. Something that has to do with me and Sterling's favorite video games of all time.
Interesting. Like in the same place.
Yeah. Says we have 7 minutes left, but because
yeah, I think I'm all out section, of stuff to talk about. Hang on.
There's a big section that's only going to be Patreon exclusive, so we need to go a little bit longer than that.
You don't have to. You don't have to put that in if you think it might scare people.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
If what'll scare people?
The
because the thing part. Is it's like, and you can add this to it. The thing is words are words, and when you use words in a way to hurt somebody, that's bad.
Yeah.
But on their own, like you can read it in a dictionary. Like, I guess that's what guys say when they try to justify saying the N-word. So I'm not that guy. Yeah. I'm not that guy. Although,
it's because that word doesn't really have any other use other than describing somebody.
Yeah, words that are slurs that are only meant to hurt people, like retarded is a medical condition, and it is also like used in it's like when you talk about timing, like you need to retard the timing a little bit, like that's a real thing. Like say like the N-word doesn't have any other uses.
No,
but it's kind of like
means something else.
It's kind of like back in the day when you used to just say shit was gay. And it was like, you never did it to hurt gay people's feelings or anything. That was just a fucking saying when you were like 12. Yeah.
I didn't do that, but
yeah, I didn't do that either.
I was on Xbox Live a lot.
I did not do that. I was never a live gamer because I hated playing with anyone that wasn't physically with me.
Mm-hmm. I got called gay a lot because I used the noob tube all the time, but you know,
middle that was a common phrase was oh man, we got homework last night, that's gay. That was just middle school and high school for me.
Yeah
Beer.
Beer. I did get one funny piece of content on my retarded journey today.
That was comedy
gold, by the way.
I'm going to airdrop it to my computer so I can play it on the Jumbotron here.
Oh, dude, I've made my own Discord server just to make, like, put files from my phone onto my computer and vice versa. You can just do that. You can just make an additional fucking Discord server for just that reason.
My fucking squad mates on War Thunder get mad because in the Discord, when I like post something, it's never a screenshot of the game. It's me it's a photo I took with my phone.
You take a photo of your screen, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not going to send a screenshot mid-game through Discord on the computer when I took a picture of it as I'm still playing and send it.
That's what we did back in the day, like back in 2007, 2008. That's what we did when we showed everybody our Ace Combat scores. So
yeah, but it's like why you think? It's like, why did you take a picture of the screen when you could just screenshot it and get a good quality thing or whatever? I was like, because I'm still playing the game. It's faster this way. I just got to tap my lock button twice and then hit the button.
I have pulled up the Jumbotron.
Jumbotron is being viewed.
Doubletron is on.
Uh-huh.
As the late, great Colonel Sanders said, a crew member must wash their hand. Earning to...
That's it.
That's great.
That's all I got. That's for today.
I haven't gotten like any content this week because it's been like no fucking customers at all.
I've been making shit. I'm actually like,
I did two.
Sorry. Like I got sent home early on fucking Wednesday because it was that little amount of fucking customers.
Yeah, I've made two reels in 2 weeks. That's like a new record for me.
That is.
I was gonna say, like, I saw your video. I was like, damn, for your standards, that's busting out content. Yeah.
Because normally I post like one a month.
I think I kind of hyped up people too much for me.
Well, for me, it's like I'm so used to only uploading for a little while because like I'll post one reel and I'll gain like 40,000 followers off of that one reel. But that doesn't happen anymore. So
that happened once with me.
Yeah.
One of the reels I posted got like way too much attention. I was like, the fuck?
The first three reels I ever posted, each of them got 1 million views.
And you're like, what? Why?
I was like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Get 40,000 followers in a month and try not to hyperventilate. Challenge impossible.
I'm still waiting for 40,000. I haven't hit 30,000 yet.
Dang, it was a fucking train crash in Auburn today. Fuck.
God damn.
I just got it fucking on my fucking feed right here. Look at this shit. Oh,
text.
Oh, cool. Fucking the thing you saw. It's another thing now. Fuck you. And now it's gone forever. Cool. My favorite. I love it when that fucking happens. I love it when I go to watch a reel on Instagram and I go to show somebody and I'm like, oh, hey, look at the first reel that I just saw on my feed. And then I accidentally refresh my feed and now it's gone forever. Cool. I didn't even know who posted that. Thank you. Yeah. Fuck my life.
There's no way to search.
That's how I feel.
There's no way to search reels either.
There's a search button, but it's like, oh, here's something that somebody posted in 2009. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
It's like you go to the comments that are real and all the comments are like 154 weeks old.
Yeah, and you're like, why?
Why is this on the algorithm again?
That's too much time to be alive. Why is that so much time?
That's it. You're dead.
Hey, Siri, how long is... I forgot the name, how many weeks it was.
You said 152 weeks. That's like fucking.
What?
That's almost 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I fucked that up.
Yeah, that's almost 150 weeks is like fucking almost 3 years.
So here on Flag Time, we talk about a lot of things.
That.
We talk about getting scammed off Facebook Marketplace.
Talk about dick and balls.
We talk about racial slurs and how they're bad if you say them. Don't say those. You can say retarded, I think. I think it's fine.
Well, unsubscribe can get away with it, but they're all fucking former military, so I'm
not a bad person who uses that word to put other people down. Yeah. I say it in a funny way.
He's an honorary veteran.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's honorary the funny veteran. Thing. That's the funny thing. Me and Brandon Herrera have something in common where we were both born in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and we've both never been in the military.
I have heard of that. So, yeah, that's military.
I wonder if you two were in the same school at one point.
No, because I think he went to like the schools on base. I think he lived on base. And because...
It's my a possibility he's the same age as me. Or it's like a year.
My parents were special forces, so they lived outside a base.
And where it was nicer.
Yeah. We didn't live on
special
base.
Special forces.
Yeah, my dad was tier one. He was in the 24th Special Tactics Squadron as a combat controller. He was
It's fucking insane.
I've had people tell me he was a certified badass. That's not me saying that.
And,
that's
and then people. You're over here. I make funny on the
yeah,
internet.
Yeah, no, like
I make like, funny. I make dad, people go. Ha.
My dad was a tier one fucking operator jumping into combat zones, being an air traffic controller in combat situations. My mom was in the same unit doing admin stuff, and I'm just here like I hit can on the internet.
I'm a mechanic. I fix car.
Yay, wrenches.
The other day, I don't know. I like acting goofy at work to like, to be funny. I like, you know, being silly. But the other day, I had just like the bug to scare somebody with my goofiness.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I don't know. I just got a rush and I got a rush from it too. So the other day,
Nick. Now,
the other day, I worked on a 24 CRV that had a hybrid harness chewed by rodents, like one of the orange ones.
So that,
and I had to replace it.
That is there that, remnants that of rodent the rat doesn't in exist the engine, anymore, does he?
Well, he wasn't in the car.
Yeah, because he exploded. Anymore.
Well, there was a lot of fur.
It definitely exploded,
but. Like this car got towed in a month ago, and we had to like special order like a hybrid like I think it was the IPU harness. It was the hybrid, the high voltage harness.
I think I know where this is going.
Connects all the sensors from the main harness to the hybrid components, and then the main harness that comes from the battery to the harness too.
Yeah,
and it was. Like we were like, hey, none of these exist because no cars have needed a hybrid harness and Honda doesn't have any. So Honda has to make one, ship it here, and we'll install it. And we have to like take the fucking area of the shop and like mark off my bay with cones. And I have to wear like hybrid gloves and a suit and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take any videos of this.
Oh, God.
So none of it is going to show up. Because I needed to concentrate because I didn't want to die.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I don't work on fucking hybrids or high voltage. I am deathly terrified of high voltage.
I love it. I love it because I love like being the only like hybrid electric certified guy in my dealership.
Hell yeah.
And that's coming from previous experience independently. I had never done dealership level hybrid repairs yet.
And you're just like, oh, this
I've
is
just
how
done
I'm
like Prius battery changes and like hybrid system diagnostics. So I've like yeeted hybrid batteries in and out of cars, like like it's not even a problem. But for whatever reason, I replaced this. It was the IPU harness on the CRV. Car was towed in. It had like spider webs all over it when I got to it again because it has been sitting for a month. And like I get it running in my bay, which is right next to the express bay, which is the bay that everyone in the shop can or in the showroom can see. They have like a little window that looks out, and there was some people looking out there, and there was a customer like in the drive, like the service drive, waiting. And I had just gotten the car running, and I'm like in the fucking hybrid suit, and I was like, I fixed it. It worked now.
Jesus.
You got fucking zapped and all your brain cells and fucking died.
One of the people in there was like visibly like, oh my God. I'm like, I was like, I'm kidding. I'm not stupid.
They let those work on cars now?
They let those?
Hey, that's Jesus offensive.
Christ.
Okay.
I couldn't stop myself.
I guess what I'm saying is I acted retarded, but that's hypocritical of me for saying what I said earlier. So I guess that makes me a bad person, right?
You're going to jail.
Well, at least you didn't act like you touched one of the orange wires and then just fell over. So, I mean,
oh, you should have did that. That would have been excellent.
Someone listening to this podcast is like, I hope he does now.
Yeah, right.
One person is like steamingly. I want to defend other people's things.
I have a legit irrational fear of high voltage.
It's I thought you irrational. Were going to say erection.
That is not irrational.
I have like a legit erection right now.
It's like, oh, cool. If I do something slightly wrong, I just turn off like a fucking light switch and that's it. No thanks.
Like, you don't get a second chance at all.
That's why I wore a suit with built-in gloves and then two pairs of gloves on top of those and then gloves under that and then a grounding strap.
So you were insulated. Like,
I was insulated.
Yeah, I still wouldn't
put my lower lip on the microphone. That was gross.
I would still be too terrified to do anything. I don't care how much fucking protection I have.
I like it because I get to dress up like a cyborg and I get to work on cars.
Will I jump into the ocean and pet sharks willingly? Abso-fucking-lutely. That thing's got a little too much voltage. Get it the fuck away from me.
What about an electric eel?
Those will kill you.
Those will kill you.
I did some electrical diagnosis on a hybrid GLS or GLC, hybrid GLC. And I went into the actual values page on the computer and it said that the voltage running through one of the circuits was 348 volts.
Yeah. How many amps was it?
I don't know. It didn't say.
A lot. It's probably a similar number of amperes.
Yeah, I forget what Honda's is. I know my Insight is 144 volt hybrid system. I think the new ones are like 300 something.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of volts. Yeah. A lot of those.
I just remember a big gap, I think.
Yeah, it could probably jump the gap between your legs and just kill you and zap your balls off.
I got to tell my uncle that his Jeep was a piece of shit and he should get something else the other day.
Oh, good.
I almost ran a Jeep off the road because they were acting like a fucking idiot around me today. And I knew I would have won because I was in a 4,500-pound station wagon. With a low center of gravity and bad shocks and a huge bumper.
My uncle was like, because he gets his stuff done at the dealership. And he's like, it's like, this is the second time this has happened. Like, should I take this as a sign to get something else? And I'm like, yes, it's a Jeep. Please. The fucking,
You don't understand.
Yeah, I was like, because this is the second time the cam, the variable valve timing cam actuators fucking went out.
Nice.
The actuators or the phasers?
The actuators.
Okay. That's not as bad.
No, it's like the second time I was like, yeah, that's... Like, it was like, get that fixed and then sell it right now.
Fun fact, Honda calls the phaser and the actuator, they call it the same thing.
But I was like, because he gets all his service done at the dealer that he bought the car from, I'm legitimately going to tell him to probably buy like a Hyundai or a Kia or something because he gets all his shit done at the dealership. So he'll have that whole ass warranty.
Watch him buy like a 2014 Kia.
He probably he trusts me completely because I'm the only mechanic in the family.
He bought like a fucking Kia that's already out of warranty and has already had like six engines put in it.
He hasn't bought anything yet, but like because he gets the stuff done at the deals, like if you've got the budget, buy a brand new Kia or like a Genesis or something.
Hey, Nick, how do I get this truck to start? Oh, just jump the terminals of the battery with a wrench. It'll fucking start right back up.
Yeah, and it won't burn to the ground and kill you.
It didn't, and I did it on a Dodge, and it somehow didn't explode.
I still don't believe it.
That was like our second episode, wasn't it? Like,
I thought it was the first line from the first episode.
No, I don't think it was the first episode.
You know what we should do? We should have an episode. I know this is like really stupid fucking content at this point, but we should have an episode where we go back and listen to a little bit of the first episode and talk about it.
That could be.
I don't even know what we recorded.
That could be.
I remember Sasha came in and I said, "That's a grown ass man."
That was beautiful. That was like, yeah. I'm surprised.
I don't even remember it.
Because like, I can see the analytics for like. Per episode, and we have like 6,000 listens on the first episode, and the second episode goes down to like 2,000. So it's like,
when you rewatch a TV show over and over again, and you like rewatch the first one, and then you watch like three more, and then you're like, oh fuck, I'm gonna go do something else, and then you forget, and then you do the same thing. Oh, I'm gonna watch the first one again, and then you won. So you watch the first episode like five times, and then the series like three times. Or something. I don't know. I've watched Avatar The Last Airbender all the way through like fucking 35 goddamn times at this point.
Hell yeah. Well, that's been this Godzilla episode movies. Of Flag Time.
Yep. The we didn't really talk about Cars that much.
No, yeah, not really that much. It was got car adjacent. So I mean,
we should. Well, I guess I talked about the CRV that I worked on, and then I talked about a road trip that I went on.
It was actually practically all car related.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's been Flag Time. Thanks for listening.
Hold on, I'm gonna do a
hopefully
thing.
Not judging me too bad for thinking what I think. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. But I agree with me, so
don't fuck the electric eels.
Don't fuck the electric eels. Also, don't what's the word? Scam people on Facebook Marketplace. If you do that, you're a bad person. I mean, it was $100 that I got that I lost. And, well, I also lost the money for a half a tank of gas because I'm in a fucking gigantic car. And I'm flooring it because I'm angry because people keep fucking with me. If you've ever driven on the I-5 corridor of Washington between, like, Seattle and, like...
You ever had stop doing it right ever, now?
Like, Mary's, like, from Seattle to Burlington, Mount Vernon area... Fuck every single one of those miles that has people on it. people in the left lane that are like, I'm going to just fucking stay here.
Yeah.
Seems like a perfectly... Unless you're in the carpool lane. The carpool lane is a chillin' lane. Like, people that cut in and out of the left lane that go through the carpool lane, fuck you. Nobody needs you on the earth. Also, like, people that will, like, cut... all the way over to exit, like at the loud. Whoops! I fucking there it is. There's the exit.
Oh, I'm gonna turn left on that outermost fucking lane because I'm an idiot and didn't get into the lane.
People can't comprehend, like, hey, I can. There's more than one way to get somewhere. Like, shit. Anyway, that was this episode of Flag Time. Our art was done by Blue Shift Co. Our music audio version is done by Gru Music theme song. Video theme song is done by Done to Death. Speaking of the video, you can see this episode in video format on our Patreon. So yeah, thank you for listening. Names will be read in post. Special thanks to our premium members, 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Big Blue Caddy, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, GM Tech, Josh, Hal, Jamie BH 911, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars, Assumus, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Rogue One, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, William Martin, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Bud in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. We'll see you guys next time.
All right, thank you for listening. We all love you. Don't scam people.